call it a rough box. You mean the outside box or the inside box?
The inside box.
Casket.
Okay. And what's the outside box called?
A rough box, you call it.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard. Cemetery or graveyard.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Creek.
And what about something that's smaller than a creek?
Spring.
What do you call flat, grassy country down along rivers or out by the ocean?
A meadow.
What do you call the kind of land where high grass grows right by the water, where it just grows out of the mud?
A marsh.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried meat, like ham?
Brown gravy.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene, not oil.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A piney woodruff.
Do you have those in here?
Sometimes you have them in the woods, yeah.
Do they run wild?
Well, yeah, they're wild now. There's a lot of wild in the woods, but we don't have no tame ones now. We all got bred hogs now, and we're tame, but it's a lot of the wild ones in the woods with pine woods, yeah.
Well, can you catch them?
Well, I used to catch them, yeah.
How'd you catch them?
I had dogs would catch them.
Well, what did the dogs do? Did they corner them or?
No, they just run them until they stop them. If they stop the dog, run, they can catch them. You run them until they get tired.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they would stop to fight the dog, see the dog would catch them by the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go catch them by the leg and tie them down and bring them home.
Mm-hmm. Well, are they good eating?
Oh, yeah. They eat better after you take them and fat them, you know, fatten them in the pen or something like that. Well, they eat better than these really other hogs do. Most of them eat,
well, how come people don't keep them then instead of the bred hogs?
Well, because these bred hogs grow larger, you see, and these other piney woods grow small. They don't grow very
uh-huh.
large.
Uh-huh. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
A ground itch.
Okay. And if a person has ground itch, what can they do about it?
We call it mercury comb is one thing we use.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And what about bad moonshine?
Called stump. Some of them call it stump.
For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of
present toys.
Now this next part has to do with word patterns, and what we're interested in here is not necessarily what you learned in school, but just what you normally say. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been read?
Read, yeah.
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I read the book. Now if we were talking about climbing trees, has that tree over there ever been?
Climbed.
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed it.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
done?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday they
done the work, did the work.
Okay. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you
drinking coffee?
And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago,
drank some coffee.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been
ate?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday,
ate, yeah.
If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask,